See how happy he is to be back.
Yeah, we haven't seen him in a while, huh?
Oh, we.
Okay, our class mascot is back, and we can begin now, once again, Parakamishi in Kilayim, to do the Gemara. Now, yesterday we learned in the Mishnah that we have a concept called the Kerem Shecharav, which is a Kerem that has lost a lot of its vines, and we said that if we're left with 10 gifanim remaining in a Beit Sa'ah, as long as they are netu'ot ki hilchatan, it has the same din as a kerem, but it's called a kerem dal, and we still have to be marfik from it all around. Rabbi Meir says about the issue of straight. This is, let's leave Rabbi Meir. We're going to be talking today only about the first part of the show. Says Omer Rabbi Yochanan, he karakata kerem, he kerem shekharav. We've talked about a karakata kerem before, which means a kerem that lost vines. And so is a kerem shekharav, a kerem that lost vines. The only difference between them is where they lost them. So karakata kerem makrichinato mi'emtsa'o. Maybe you'd want to close the door, maybe a little cold for him. The karakata kerem, the lost vines are in the middle. And the kerem shekharav makrichinato mi'emtsa'o. The case that we have over here gives us a kerem that was sort of wrecked all around. Now, what the Mishnah seems to imply is that we had an area over here of a Beit Sa'ar in which we have 10 remaining gifanim, where we initially had a full kerem that filled the Beit Sa'ar, and we also have in the Beit Sa'ar, these 10 gifanim arranged in such a way that they are still called a kerem technically, which requires a minimum of shnayim keneged shnayim, the echad yotzei zanav. Now that's an awful lot to ask. I mean, how exactly do we envision this type of situation occurring, in which you had a normal kerem that was planted with normal shulot, in which we are makriyachet in such a way that 10 vines are left within a Beit Sa'ar, and each one of those 10 vines should be part of an actual kerem that remains? That is a big challenge. Because remember that we are left with also the limitations of the maximal and minimal spaces between the various vines. We can't go further than 8 amas apart. And, because then it's not a kerem at all.
But it was a kerem.
But that's only where there's a kerem that remains. It's karakata kerem. We don't say some when you make a hole that it's called a karakata kerem. There would have to be a kerem left on all sides. So here is our challenge. Rabbi Zeira comes into the Beis HaMedrash and he has it all worked out. So he's Masri L'Chavrai, and he was smart enough to bring in a whiteboard, not what we were doing. But he was Masri L'Chavrai. Actually, if we had some sand, it would be good too, huh? Sure, if we were outside on the beach, that would be, yeah, we would simply dry. Huh? So they had their own whiteboards. Very effective. So Rabbi Zeira, Masri L'Chavrai, he showed the Chavrim Keisha Shurim Min Shova Shova. So what he did is he showed them 9 rows, or actually you would say 9 columns, because they always envision it north, east, south, west, the shura going north-south on a map. So we have now 9 columns of 7, right? Now you know, let's take it before
this diagram we all know.
I assume that, I count it, but same as this, 9 and 7. 9 across, 7 down, okay? All right. So we start off with a 9x7 matrix here of a kerem. Now, what you do is next, says Rabbi Zeira, is Nasav Shura Pura for Sheti, and Nasav Shura Pura and Shura, Nasav Shura rather, and Pura Shura La'eret. So now we're going to go warp and weft and remove every other shura, essentially. Okay? So now what we're left with, after we took that out, we first remove
the line.
We first remove the warp. We're left with this picture. Right here. Mm-hmm.
in war.
Right? We removed every other warp there. Okay? And we removed every other Asura. And now we're going to remove the West also. Is it still on or did I touch something? Still on. Okay? Then we removed every other Asura going north and south also. No. We haven't, we think. Yeah. You could also, but I'm saying, but he's just saying, but, yeah. He's saying, let's create a blackboard. Let's do this on our blackboard. Okay? All right. So now we are left with, a space between each one, our maximal space now, right? Because we took out every other one. Now we've got 8 amas between each one. Right?
Okay. 8 amas in between each one.
Yeah. And that's 4. Yeah. Now we're gonna be mekaleachet, and we're still left with the kosher.
Yeah,
it should be okay. You scared me. Okay. Now the next step is to take. The next step is, says the Gemara. So at this point, Yishtayru's son, Esrim Gifanim, you're now left with 20 vines if you remove every other row. Okay. Now we've got to get down to 10. So here's what you're going to do. Nosef Tarte Mikan, Vitarte Mikan, and then Tarte Mikan, Vitarte Mikan, we should insert, you should say twice, Tarte Mikan, Vitarte Mikan. So in other words, take off the 2 on the top row on the right, the 2 on the top row on the bottom, and do the same thing to the bottom. The 2 on the bottom row on the right, and the 2 on the bottom row on the bottom. So now we're down to 16. Okay? And we're taking out we took off 4 on top, 4 on the bottom.
We're down to 12.
Now what we do is, take one more out. Chodamika, the Chodamika. Sorry. Now take out one additional one from the right side and one additional one from the left side, either from the top or the bottom, it doesn't matter, obviously. So now we're left with this. Now we're down to 10 Gifonim in this shape. The remaining ones that haven't been crossed out is 10. Okay. So we had initially a square of 10. We had initially a square of 20. In other words, we had 4 rows of 5, 4 columns of 5, the way we've been talking about it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, 5 columns of 4, right? Okay. So which gave us 20. So now we took off 2 on the top, 2 on the bottom, and then 2 on the other side of the top, and 2 on the other side of the bottom. And then we took off 2 more. But for convenience sake, we took off the 2 directly beneath the corner of the top on the right and the left. No, not on the bottom.
Not on the right.
No, on the right and the left. Okay, so now we're left with 10. But the beauty of this arrangement and having been left with 10 is that every single one of these vines are part of a carom of 2 by 2 with one sticking out. No matter how you look at the picture, you always have each one of these vines is a carom. Right? Okay? So now we've got it all. Now, this still doesn't help us too much. Why? Because the harchaka from such an area should be minus this enormous area in which we've taken out 2 on top and 2 on the bottom with 1 beneath it, especially on top. So all of that space we don't need our harchaka from. Because the little one that's sticking out on each, there's only one sticking out on each side. And it's not surrounded on either side by gefunim. Mm-hmm. Right? So that means we shouldn't have to be ma'afik. Ah. But now, you see, what we have to do is,
from the whole area of the base top, it should not be ma'afik?
Right. I should be able to now go in. So I don't know.
Scoop what the mitzvah said?
No. The mitzvah saying you're left with a base top, you have to be ma'afik. How do you get that? Because the one sticking out is just Gifanim Yechinim.
Okay.
Ah, But that's not a problem, because remember that wherever we have a zana, we also have a virtual vine facing the zana. So that virtual vine now adds, so first let's see it inside. Mishtayru sham eser gefanim. Okay, now you're left with the eser gefanim. And this, of course, satisfies our requirement for eser gefanim in the Beit Sa'ah, which is not really true, as we're going to see, because we can't fit this into exactly a Beit Sa'ah, as we're going to talk about. But right now, we're ignoring that complication. So we're left with, assuming that the original space is a Beit Sa'ah, we're left with 10 gefanim to a Beit Sa'ah. Okay, now, what are you left with? You're left with shtayim keneged shtayim v'achat yaseh zanav. Then again, shtayim keneged shtayim v'achat yaseh zanav on the other side. Again, shtayim keneged shtayim v'achat yaseh zanav on the other side. And again, shtayim keneged shtayim v'achat yaseh zanav on that side. Okay? On all four sides, there's shtayim keneged shtayim v'achat yaseh zanav. In which case, okay, in which case at ro'ah, so now you have to envision your virtual vine kilo acheret natuakan, kilo acheret natuakan, kilo acheret natuakan, the kilo acheret natuakan. You have to put in one more over there, okay? So you now have to put in an additional virtual vine next to each one of your zanav, okay? Now, the problem is that you can't add an additional virtual vine because one second, there's a change here in the gear side. You lock out, you can lock out the time. Yeah. Okay, so now litakhan einat yachol shuhu zanav. The in zanav lizanav. So now, to imply that there would be an additional virtual vine in the corner, and to say that we had now another vine planted, now that we've added our virtual vine, take a look how we added it. Because we have our virtual vine, forget about these dark black ones, right? We had a virtual vine added every single way that we could envision there to be a Karen. Okay? So,
no.
Yeah, the dark are the virtual, right? Oh. But ignore them for a minute. Look at your initial karen. So any way that we could imagine there to be an achat yaseh zanav, we put now the virtual vine to negative in both directions. Can we put a virtual vine in the corner? No, because the virtual vines in the corner would only be granted the right to be a virtual vine because they were needed for another virtual vine. And we don't make a virtual vine for another virtual vine. Right? Because we don't view this vine as really being here. That should demand us to look at this as a Karen and this now as the Yosef Zanav. That means there's nothing in the corners, neither a virtual vine nor a real vine. Right? So now we're left without corners. Okay? Which is going to create problems for us later on. So now, litakan, ain't that your fault? So to plant a virtual vine here, you can't, because it's zanav, zanav. Litakan on the other side, on the west side, you can't, because ain't that your zanav, zanav. You can't do it litakan, ain't that your fault? It's zanav, zanav, and you can't, we have to add another one for them. And litakan, ain't that your fault? It's zanav, zanav, zanav. So you can't do it on any side. Now, what you are saying, however, with what you did do, is Hada Amra, she not mean zanav the karam katan, la soto the karam gadol. But what you did do over here was you added a virtual vine which created a karam gadol by adding in that additional vine so that we would have 3x3. Remember, if we only added in one virtual vine to each one of these kremim, then we wouldn't have had an excuse for adding in this one and that one. Mm-hmm. You can't add on both sides. You can't take a zanav and say, well, I can look at it this way and add it over here. I can look at it this way and add it over here also. Unless I have a good reason for doing so. And I do. Because a Kerem Gadol is defined by 3x3. Mm-hmm. So as a Kerem Gadol, there should be a vine there, which means that what you're telling me is that you've made an assumption that when all you have is a karam katan, which by adding a virtual viable permanent to a term rental, that you can do so. I thought we asked before that we could do so. We never do. Now all of a sudden you're basing this whole pshat. Aha, so the pshita shilta of Rabbi Yosef Bazin and Bishem Rabbi Yochanan, huh? You just answered the question that we said before that you didn't know. That's what we, back in Parag Dalet, that's what you asked. Can you do such a thing, huh? Okay. Fine, all right, I'll accept that now. So now that means that what you're telling me is that now I'd roll out the Ilaka at Matuaka. So let's say that this all works out.
You now have a
zanav
to
the zanav. No, there's no zanav to a zanav. You have a virtual vine to a real vine, except you have it on both sides. That's the point. By having it on both sides, you now got a row of three vines by three vines, and three vines by three vines is a karam gadol.
One is turning the karam gadol into a karam gadol.
In this case, it's two virtual.
Right. So we've got to turn the
karam gadol. Turn two karam cottons into a karam gadol. So now, what have we not? We've figured everything out. We figured out how to get ten vines out of an original space of a karen that was chorav, and everything is indeed shaped like a real karen. And we've even figured out, because by turning into a karen gadol, we allowed for that big space of 16 amas in between, which should have been a karen cut. We wouldn't have allowed for a space of 16 amas in between, right? That's why it was important to turn this into a karen gadol. We figured everything out, but the one thing we didn't figure out was, is this in a Beit Sa'ar? And so now let's take his original measurements of the columns and rows and see whether it's possible to construct a karam like that in a Beit Sa'ar. You know, initially I had a Beit Sa'ar that I needed to be mitrachet from, and I'm still going to have a Beit Sa'ar that I need to be mitrachet from. It says in a Mishnah, there's a shear, 10 gefanim in a Beit Sa'ar of a karam shecharav. This was the whole thing. That's, in other words, you told me in a specific square, the Beit Sa'ar. Beit Sa'ar is 2,500 square arms. So it's 50 by 50 arms. You claimed, now obviously it doesn't have to necessarily be that exact shape, but you claimed that in that area, you could start off with an area planted that would have demanded that you be marked the whole way, and that you could still create that area even if you pull out all of these vines and make it a karam dal, and you'll be able to figure out a way that you'll still have every last one of those 10 vines part of a karam that's big enough to allow for the big distances that are going to be between them now. And Rabbi Zaira, he's been working on this for a while, obviously, and he comes into this and he says, I got it. I figured out a format that would allow all of these requirements to be filled.
So we want these 10 vines
to be shaped like a karam and like a karam gadol.
So that the entire area
has to be 2,500 amas.
Even if it's just in the middle.
Right. How does this work?
Why do we want to do that?
Because we don't want to do it. It happened.
So
with those old aliens. Now we got to live with it. Yeah. So now, the last question is it true that this is a Beit Sa'ar? Because it sure don't seem to work out when you look at it on the surface. Because let's take a look what it is, what the distances are over here. Because really, nimsa shishim v'arba al arba avish arba im v'shmona. What we really have over here is 64 by 48. That's the initial size of Rabbi Zeir's karam. Because let's assume we have the maximum distance. The maximum distance is 8 amas, right? So we have the maximum distance over here. And because we need to end up with a 16 karachat, right? And we take out every other row, we end up with 16. Okay. So and that's the maximum shear that we said that in a karam gadol you can actually offer. So now if we had nine rows, those nine rows have 8 spaces between them. Right? There's 64. No. 4 times 8. He said there were 9 by 7. He set up a matrix of 9 vines planted on... Yes, the picture. The original picture was 9 by 7. Okay? So that, and that's what we're left with. That distance we're left with. The distance didn't shrink by... Okay? So we started off with 8 spaces. And 8 spaces we had over here by 8. 1964. There were eight spaces, each one of six of eight omelets, right?
Eight.
There's nine vines, therefore eight spaces between them, and we had our maximum space between each vine. Is 8 times 8 is 64. In the other direction, we have 7 vines, which gives us 6 spaces, which gives us times 8 is 48. So we really have a distance of 64 by 48, okay? Now, let us try to turn the 64 by 48 into 50 by 50, and of course, we're not going to use simple multiplication for this. We're going to use the classic. That would be too easy. We're going to use the classical stripping approach. We're going to create little strips and we're going to paste them. And in pasting them, we're then going to discover how much we have left after we paste it, after we cut and paste it.
This is the property of
multiplication. Okay, so here's what we do. Let us now create, not the Tashinikar, the Yoivon Ha'ha. And what you want to do is you want to take off a... First, let's imagine what our strip looks like. Okay, we started off now...
Well, what's wrong with the 64 by 48? It's not 50 by 50?
That's correct.
But...
It's totally off from 2,500. Okay? And we want to figure out... Well, we want to figure out how much off it is and what we're going to be able to do with it. Okay? This way we're able to isolate the various areas that we have a problem. So let's take our...
The minimum of needing to do it. So it's a little larger than that?
No, it's exact. We have a shear of 10 gefanim left in a Beit Sa'ar. The maximal relationship that can give us still the harchaka of a kerem of a Beit Sa'ar when you're left only with 10 vines, which is rather astonishing when you think of it, because it's very hard to figure out why we would be able to have 10 vines in a whole Beit Sa'ar that would still be constructed along a kerem and wouldn't have been lost at another kerem because of the distance between the vines. Right? So this is our problem. Okay, so therefore, what we want to do now is we want to first take a look at this area and make our long our 64, let's turn it into 50. So we have 50 by 48. At least one side is right, okay? So we're left, if we make one side 50, we cut off the strip of our kerem, which is 14 by 48, right? So we have this little strip over here that we're going to leave to the side. So we took our original big 60 over here, our 64, and here's our 48. We cut this down to make a perfect 650, because that's what we're looking for. By 48, we're going to have to add the two over here, right? But we're left with a little strip of 14 by 48. That was the strip that we stripped off the bottom over here to turn 64 into 50. So it gave us 14 that was left. And since the width was 48, it's 14 by 48, okay? Now, what we want to do is we want to take another strip and of the 48 side over here, and we want to paste two amas of it onto the 48 side to make the 48 side 50. So if we cut a piece of this 14, we take off two off of that 14, and we cut now a piece 2 by 14, and we paste it onto the 2 by 48, and we paste it onto the 48 side, we now end up with 50 on top, except that we've got a hole on the bottom, because we're trying to make it 50, and we only have 48. Right? So we're left with a 2x2 hole. Because our strip was 2 amas wide, but it was only 48 long, and it's got to be 50 long in order to cover the whole area. Right? Okay, fine. So that left us now with 12x48. We can now snip a little piece
on
of our...
The other piece.
On the little piece.
Okay.
We can now snip a little piece of our 12x48.
Right?
All we need to slip is a 2x2 to fit into the corner.
Okay.
So we now fill in this little missing corner with this piece. Here, we took that little piece out of here and we stuck it in over there, okay? All right. So now, you'll notice that you've got 50 and 50. You've got a nice little strip left over. So you're not satisfying your requirements. Right?
It's too big.
Yeah, he should have, but how's he going to create a karaka that can be smaller? Okay, so let's examine what else we have to take into consideration. Because we haven't taken it all into consideration. Now, okay, so now, not just tarte mikhal, what you do is, you take two of the little piece, the yavlon haha, and you stick it into your little extra piece. Nimtu'u arba'im v'shmona al arba'im v'shmona. So now you would have originally, you know, they're doing it the opposite. You have your two amma piece first, you stick it in, which gives you 48 by 48. And then, chad binaye akar, now take off another strip from your remaining strip, okay, what's left in you, and this time you want to put it on each side. And chad b'nei yavlon, now you take that next to the missing meruva, make it 50 by 50, and again, your chad b'nei yavlon, which put in, do it on the other side too. Now the problem is that you're also left with chad tereach sheshesrei. You're also left on every side with a 16 by 16 hole, right? Because you never were able, all that you did on the edge, remember, was unrecoverable. So you were never able to figure out how you could stick anything in the corner. But the corner, because we ripped out the middle row, we started off with 8, but now it's 16 by 16. There's nothing here. There's nothing at the corner. So therefore, you have to remove from this whole hedge from the corners. The corners are 16 by 16. That's a big hole. That equals a lot of amas. 4 times 16 by 16. And that you're also missing. So now how are you going to explain it? Now, the other way of looking at it is to remember that there was also 4 amas on either side that is called the Avodata Karen. Now, we could say that we should throw that into the kitty, which increases our original into, instead of having what we thought was 48 by 64, we're now going to have to add Avodata B'Shemona Amot. So we're going to have to add now 72 on one side, because we're adding 8, 4 on each side.
Avodah to come around the base saw as well?
Around the what?
Around the area of the base saw as well?
Why not?
Oh.
Originally.
No,
that's our question. We're going to ask that in a moment. But let's assume for a moment that the base saw included the Avodah to come. Yeah. So now that would mean that the actual measurement was, we were wrong. Because we should have added 8. Instead of 64, we actually had 72. And instead of 48, we actually had our 56, right? So 56, okay. Now let's assume we could do that. Now, I don't know how you do this. Because ma'at avadla, how are we supposed to look at it, by the way? I mean, was it that huva avadato l'tok beitzah, or was the beitzah chutz l'avadato? I'm not sure. But either way, it doesn't work. Because ita avid nahuva avadato b'tok beit tzahar. Let's say now that you're including over here it and the avodah inside now the beit tzahar. Okay, you thought that would be a solution. It's not a solution because now eshkach you will now find that it's chaser plat mea v'arba'im. It should say chamesh mea v'tmanya. Is going to be missing 508 square amos. And we'll do the cheshbon in a moment. The inta avdena chutz la'avodato, and if you say there's supposed to be a saw besides the avoda, now there's too much area over here, at ashkaf yeter, you're going to find now that it's arba mea chamishin v'tarte, it's 452, too big. So now, one way or the other, it doesn't work. Now, here's the question. It's very simple. If you're going to include the chutz la'avodato, okay, which was the original way we viewed it, what we start off with originally, our 48 by 64, equals 3,072. Okay? Square amos. If you take off 4 times 16 by 16 from the chronos, that takes off minus 1,024, gives you 2,048.
Close.
Okay? you're missing, in 2048, 452, which is exactly what it just said. 452, you're minus, meaning you're over. The area that's out is over that amount. Okay? So, that doesn't add up, because it said over your base of the eye. I mean, you're close, but not close enough. On the other hand, if you start with the 72 by 56, and you're saying that it included the Avodah, the initial area is 4,032. Okay, now you have to take off from that the same 1,024, gives you 3,008. The 3,008, 2,500 was the amount, is 508 over. Which is exactly what it says. In other words, you're either 508 over or you're minus 452. So, Rebbe Zeira, don't compute. Now, no matter how you look at it, it doesn't compute. And therefore, if indeed this area would be now within a Beit Sa'an, so then Kamod should say B'muflagot, not Kamod Palagot. The muflagot, if you're going to try to change it by stretching them any further between themselves, try to fill in the empty missing space, sorry, but then kiyachidotin, then they're going to be yet and yachidi, not a kerem, and they're only going to require six tefachim. And you're trying to figure out how they're going to need four tefachim. Well, and if you're going to tell me that it's talking about retzep, meaning that I'm going to try to get them closer so that I don't get this amount of space, or to squeeze in this whole thing, right, so that we shall now fit it in to a Beit Sa'ah, then lo taminan, then it only says in our Mishnah, Eser Gifanim le Beit Sa'ah, and that isn't what you should say. Because I mean, if you're willing to now say, well, let's push it in further, so then why are we selecting 10 Yifan in the Beit Sa'an? I mean, you can make it either whatever you want. I mean, if you're willing to go all the way down to 4, I mean, so then it's not 10 Yifan in the Beit Sa'an, and the whole thing turns out to be a joke. It's totally arbitrary. Looks like the accountants do, you know. This is what the bottom line is. Now tell me how we got there. That's Jewish accounting. Is that what we're doing over here? I mean, obviously we're taking some kind of give and share, and we're trying to apply it to the case. So, Javi Lotanya. Bottom line is, don't compute. So we cannot use Rabbi Zeira's approach to give us our explanation of the Mishnah. Yeah, isn't that interesting?